Hello and welcome to a Thursday Night Metal Injection livecast. I guess I'm not important enough to get warned of the schedule change this week. I waited outside the studio all yesterday for nothing. I even made muffins for everyone. Well, guess what? No muffins for you jerks. Ever. Here's the show.
Welcome to a very special post-Big Four edition of the Metal Injection livecast. Rob here with the usual gang, 3D, Noah, Sid, Sean, usual. And we have some special guests. Frank is sitting in.
Hi.
What's
special
up?
In that they're like mentally challenged. And Axel Rosenberg of Metal Stuff.
I can hear you fine.
Wait, can they hear me? Hold on. Can they hear me?
Can hear you. Yeah.
I can hear you.
So the show can still go on. It's fine. It doesn't matter that we can hear.
Wait, Frank, say something in the mic, man.
Say something in the mic.
Okay.
It's good.
Wait,
yeah,
I don't hear like myself. Switch. Can you hear me?
I could have
said that.
You know,
there we are. You guys are in a tight ship.
I didn't have to be that loud.
Wait a minute. I didn't say that. Why did I say that?
I didn't have to be that loud.
Whoa. Where's that coming from?
It's your inner conscience.
Oh, wow.
This,
we've mic'd my inner conscience?
Yep.
This tiny, tiny table has never looked so tiny before with all these people around it.
We're kind of having a circle jerk right here.
Sort of. Yeah. By default, everything's rubbing against each other.
Yeah. Feels good.
I can't wait to come.
I wish Axel shaved a little, though, because his leg's a little hairy. But
you can't even see my leg.
I can feel it, though.
That's not his leg.
No.
Hey-o!
He has a hairy shaft.
Anyway,
that was my favorite of the Shaft movies.
Yeah,
right after Shaft in Africa.
Quick reminder, we have a phone number. Give us a call if you want to talk to us. The number is 646. What's the rest?
Really?
929-1357. We smoked a little before the show, and I'm pretty fucking baked right now. It's hard to, function.
Isn't that like the disclaimer every week, pretty much?
Sometimes I wait till the middle of the show. Mm. I like to change it up every week. But we were at the Big Four show yesterday. Well, not all of us. Half the table. Half this very tight circle jerk table.
I think it's a little bit more than half.
Slightly more than half. Four out of seven.
Yeah, this is interesting. Anyway, a bunch
radio.
Of us were there.
Good radio.
No. I want to get a good percentage.
The exact number.
Let's talk about it, you guys.
Yeah. Well, you were up in a skybox. I was actually among the drones.
The press box.
Yeah.
We were in the press box.
I was among the unwashed people.
Were you in GA?
Wait, where were you exactly?
No, I was in field level, section 106, which is like right field. And like we were directly on a straight line across from the stage. Like we were basically in the same horizontal line as the stage.
Oh.
So we're looking at basically the sides of faces.
Was this your first time at the new Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's safe to say that you had better viewing than the press box.
I don't know. I don't know what your view
the
was.
The press box was like sort of behind home plate.
In the parking lot out back.
So how was your – I mean, I don't know. I feel like it was still too far away for me to really get a sense of what was going on without the screens, though.
Yeah, same with us.
But like, probably you were just even twice as far as I was.
Yeah, they just look like cockroaches on a tiny stage, but we just had, the
basically
monitors.
Basically watched them on the TV.
That.
Yeah.
We were watching people watching a concert.
But at least you got in free.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Did you at any point do your Hetfield or Mustaine impressions and freak people out in the crowd?
At one point during Metallica, I was singing all the Metallica songs as Dave Mustaine.
Disturbing.
It was just it occurred to me, and I just did it for a second, and I was getting a good reaction, so I just kept doing it.
Even at a concert, you played to the crowd, even when you're in the audience.
Well, not on purpose.
Just a born entertainer.
Can you give us a sample?
Yeah, what songs were you singing?
Like For Whom the Bell Tolls and like Ride the Lightning, Oh, you want me to do it now?
Yeah.
Put the song on. I'll
I'm
do it.
I'm putting it on.
Like, someone help me. Oh, please, God, help me. They're going to take it all away. That's enough. I don't want to do that for a whole hour.
Wait, nobody said it for a whole hour.
No, wait, do fuel. Do fuel before we move on.
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that. Enjoy the fire.
Well, that sounded a lot better than Dave sounded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He sounded like he was up to
do. Oh, I can feel all the flame.
You know that Megadeth almost canceled. Really? Dave Mustaine was in California on Tuesday.
Did you say Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Dave Mustaine was in California.
On Tuesday. He was complaining of a neck injury.
Really? He looked like he couldn't turn his head left and right.
I think it was all just a big ruse to get people to pray.
That's right. When Dave Ellison was interviewed for Revolver TV, he asked for everyone to pray for him to recover.
It's a Christian trap. Yeah, he. You know, and now that I think about it, though, I mean, I said he looked like he couldn't move his head left and right, but that's like always when he does a concert. Mm. He just kind of just stands in one
place.
Very
stiff.
Yeah. But I thought they sounded pretty good. I don't know. I don't think his voice sounded bad.
That was because of Chris Broderick.
It sounded bad for like about half the set.
I got there late. I missed all of Anthrax, and I missed like two songs of Megadeth.
Anthrax were good. I saw Anthrax twice this week.
Really?
Yeah, me too. I can't believe it.
I saw them zero times.
That's your quota for your life.
Have you seen them enough times to never see them again?
You talking to me?
Oh, yeah.
Sean, yes.
Sean, yeah, me too.
Well, anything times zero is zero.
Sean's seen them five too many times.
That is enough. Enough, Anthrax. Do not want to bring the noise anymore.
Actually haven't. Did they play that, Bring the Noise?
No.
What songs did they
do? But they did do right after Anthrax's set, or maybe right before. They showed like a video because it was Anthrax Day in the Bronx.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I can queue up the video.
Oh, you have the video? Okay, they make all these puns based around the titles of Anthrax songs.
Oh.
So one of them was like, this band really knows how to bring the noise, and they're keeping it in the family.
Did they play any songs you wouldn't expect Anthrax to play at a concert?
Who Let the Dogs Out?
I mean,
they played
Anthrax
Sandman,
song,
which was a little weird.
On Monday they did Only, which was a little weird.
Oh, yeah, without John Bush being there?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's strange.
I'm Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr., and on behalf of the 1.4 million Bronxites, we are so happy and we want to welcome the Big Four here on September 14th at the great Yankee Stadium. You know, the Bronx is the home of hip-hop and salsa. And today, the Bronx is the home of
I like how Darren says that a lot better.
We're particularly excited.
The Bronx is the home of the Yankees and salsa.
And IO Digital Cable.
We also have band members from Anthrax who are coming back home to the Bronx, being that they were raised here. And I also want to present this proclamation.
Isn't he from Queens,
Scotty?
I thought so.
Yeah, but I think Charlie's from the Bronx.
No, three of them are.
So they were raised there and got the freak out as soon as they made some
Robin.
Money.
Yeah.
Whereas, for over 30 years, Anthrax continues to bring the noise through the persistence of time.
Excuse me while I eat this taquito right here.
That sentence didn't even mean anything. They bring the noise through the persistence of time?
Well, yeah. It sounded intelligent.
Forever.
They're never caught in a
Only
rush.
If you weren't listening.
Right.
Only if you're not a fan of grammar.
The guy who owns...
Not grammar. It's the meanings of words.
Anthrax, on their spiral through the end of their career, has played in many bodegas.
Fight the persistence of time. Like, how do you through persist something?
Yeah.
The guy who owned the bodega down the block was an Indian.
Anthrax has played in front of many open fire hydrants on Grand Concourse.
Anthrax has been stabbed on many street corners in the Bronx. You can find Anthrax in front of many fine Colombian food trucks in any part of the Bronx, the fine borough, in front of many Bronxites. You can find Anthrax in many fine eating establishments, and I mean the disease, not the van. That's what they put in the food. Let's hear some more of that. Any more? Anthrax.
And across the world.
Across the world.
And whereas Anthrax, a band with strong Bronx roots, is worshipped by their fans worldwide for giving them a fistful of metal, both by touring and selling albums in the millions. And whereas
they had all of them.
No, not individual albums,
no,
but if you tally all of them.
Yeah. More than a million?
No.
Have they really sold more
you
than a million?
You think if you tally the sales of every Anthrax album ever, it doesn't reach at least a million
Maybe
albums?
Maybe 8 million, not the million.
That sounds hopeful.
A million?
Really?
Yeah. And any I Love the 80s DVDs?
Come on, they were Unmarried with Children.
Oh, really?
Don't forget that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Suddenly you feel different about Anthrax, don't
I do.
You?
Anthrax,
I like meeting Al Bundy. I do.
Plus, he was Scotty Ewins on VH1 all the time. So.
That's what I just said.
But that doesn't count towards the band total of album sales.
He
just gets basically on VH1.
I'll be on your show if you buy a case of CDs. I have to get rid of them. I need the space in my basement for storage.
In my garage.
Look, we'll just pay you. We don't know. Take the CDs.
And then just call up SoundScan and just vouch for me.
Remark
them. Believe me that anybody would buy these.
Anthrax and their dozens of fans will swarm the Bronx and the great Yankee Stadium trying to scalp tickets for under $100 since they can't afford to get in.
More true than funny.
Terrible. Look out for one of Anthrax's dozens of fans. They may have a switchblade at the great Yankee Stadium.
Anthrax back home as they keep it in the family. Among the living,
they're losing it. They can't believe.
Keep it in the family.
He should just say song titles.
Joey Belladonna's not laughing.
Bronx, while bringing a state of euphoria through the sounds of white noise.
State of euphoria, sound of white noise.
And that's an insult. He just said they sound like white noise.
They sound like static.
Now, therefore, I, Ruben Diaz Jr., president of the Great Ball of the Bronx.
He says therefore and whereas a lot when it's not necessary.
September 14th, 2011.
This is the president of the Bronx?
Anthrax Day, right here in the Bronx.
He can't press the button, Sean. Don't worry.
It's like being the Grand Marshal of a
Bronx. He has a very limited amount of power.
He wears a sash.
Oh, okay.
I am here
too. So he's like the Grand High Wizard of the Bronx?
Yeah, he's like Joe Quimby.
I must inform you that I am a great fan of Anthrax and am not reading off a card these song titles. Copyright 1996 TMRC in a circle. Island Records.
Oh, C in a circle.
Yeah.
So who did everyone think was the best?
Slayer.
Slayer.
Slayer was the best.
Slayer.
But one criticism is that they just like... They seem rushed, like they were, like they had to play every song in their catalog in like 40 minutes and then get off.
I feel like they played
just,
for an hour.
Played for
yeah,
an
they
hour.
Did, but I mean, it felt like they were just tearing through it, and it wasn't like they have
fucking
the same,
Slayer, man.
That is Slayer, but they used yeah. to do it. Maybe it's because they're old. I don't know, but like they, it wasn't as intense as I remember Slayer being.
I just feel like their banter was just so limited and lame. Like yeah. it was just Tom Araya staring and going, "I feel it."
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, he did one thing
but
about this fucking, like, 9/11 or, like...
Oh, no. This is for people who fight for our freedom, and
yeah.
you don't have to be in
no,
the...
No, he didn't make a 9/11
yeah,
reference.
Yeah, not 9/11, right. It was about the
that
soldiers.
Was, no, somebody
yeah.
did make a 9/11 reference, but it wasn't him.
Was it before I got there?
Oh, what it was during one of the set changes, Anthrax had a press conference.
What?
And
why?
there was a lot of press.
Didn't somebody on stage didn't mention 9/11?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like some dumb local reporter asked them, like, how does it feel to play a few days after 9/11?
I was like, what? It's not
the other.
How does it feel to play a couple days after April 14th?
Yeah. Like, maybe if it was not 9/11, that could be a reasonable question.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but
and
I mean,
then, and then, yeah, they were just going to
stop talking about this bullshit.
Yeah.
But Slayer,
they were that was their
9/11 or Anthrax?
Both. I put him in the same category, actually, of depressing.
Well, Sean thinks that Anthrax never happened.
Right, I'm an Anthrax denier.
Their albums were never released.
No, remember after 9/11, they came out in those outfits that said, "We're not changing our people." Oh, they should
yeah.
change their name.
But they kind of hedged on that because they also did a disclaimer, like, you know, we're so, like, when they were like, they made a sensitive press release, didn't they, around that time?
They were just psyched because
yeah.
it's the first time people knew what their name was.
They
actually changed. They finally know
sure
who we are.
Oh. I think they like did some kind of special making awareness of Anthrax, like the actual disease.
Oh, no, yeah.
If there's powder in your letters, stay away.
They put on their website, like, when, like anthrax.com redirected to, like, anthrax awareness shit, I think,
yeah.
something like that.
But I was going to ask you, when has Slayer's banter ever been... Top notch.
I've never seen good Slayer.
It's not
band.
That it was top notch, it's that it was like a new low. Like to get, Slayer! Like, why does Slayer care about soldiers?
I mean, Slayer's meant to do
what they've been saying that in front of mandatory suicide for years.
But I mean, they really? I didn't know that. I haven't seen Slayer live since like fucking 1994 or something.
What were they talking about in 94, Darren? Do you remember?
No, it was just like
Ronald Reagan.
Not even not much banter. Like they were just ripping through their song. Who's the boss?
Both of you.
What are you, the president of the Bronx?
I do remember. I do remember seeing Slayer at Roseland.
I was there.
Oh yeah, I was there too.
They had screens that just had like really fast images, and then like fucking Slayer.
Yeah.
And then like, and then after a while, it just got more and more absurd. Like there were pictures of Hitler, and I'm like, yeah, all right, great, this is a Slayer show.
Yeah, true.
Just photos of Hitler. Thank you. But I mean, not that they were like supporting Hitler. Right. Just like it was just like war
imagery.
They weren't
spouting any nationalist ideals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you notice on the screen for like closed captioning,
which was hilarious.
Which was
really
seems ridiculous.
With the words of the, okay.
Of the songs, yeah,
and the stage banter. Like somebody would type up the stage banter. And
if you're deaf, why are you there?
During like
you're probably better off actually.
During like the second Slayer song, I saw it just going like really, really quickly, like just desperately trying to keep up, yeah. And then for the rest of Slayer's set, it was off. It was like whoever was started was just like, fuck this.
Wouldn't they just look up the lyrics and just
cut and paste.
Put them in before? Or cut and paste?
Copy and paste.
Next time they got to get this.
Maybe it's just a separate mechanism. It's not a computer.
No, I think they did do this because whenever the lyrics were on, it was right. And then whenever they would start just talking randomly, it would be all fucked up.
Anyway.
But anyway, as president of the Bronx, Tom Mariah has released a press statement talking about his statements about Hitler. Here it is.
Sorry.
Wait, is this true? In the chat, Super Nintendo says that only Kerry King supports Hitler. The rest of the band doesn't.
Well, he really
nobody.
Well, he collects like Nazi memorabilia, which is a little sketchy.
Yep.
Well, Lemmy collects Nazi memorabilia,
and that's also a little sketchy.
Yeah.
So is a thing on his face. Too.
Yeah.
No, it's hairy.
True. Not sketchy.
I'm sure somebody has sketched it at some point. Perhaps in the nude.
Draw me like you.
Anyway, Slayer probably just weren't that into it.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the jam was over, also, Kerry King just, everybody like
Kerry King was into it when they were playing.
Yeah, but then the second it was over, he was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, but whatever. He doesn't have to. He doesn't believe in small talk. He's in and he's out.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, who else didn't believe in small talk was Dave Mustaine because he wasn't there on the jam, right?
Oh, well, no, well, he has the injury, though. That's why.
Yeah.
He was at all the other jams. I think it was just that he shouldn't have been playing.
He was in the bathroom getting a neck massage from a Chinese woman.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
That's the spot.
It was like bad enough that...
Get to a midnight mass, actually.
It was bad enough that they were looking for other bands in case Megadeth couldn't play, I heard.
Oh, yeah. That Exodus got the call. Mm.
Are you guys ready?
They're on deck. They're the pinch hitter.
Well,
because Gary Holt was playing with Slayer, so I guess they're...
Because Jeff Hanneman is injured. But what did you think of Metallica, Darren? Because you've seen them a bunch of times.
I thought, based on like live shows that I've seen on YouTube or whatever recently, I thought the entire band had it a billion times better, except the drumming was atrocious.
The drumming was definitely...
Now I know that Frank wasn't there, but at the time I didn't know. And I was like, if Frank is here, he's probably hanging himself from...
Frank,
the
you would have
left.
You would have been like, this is what they're charging $200 for?
Frank, I'll put it to you like this. Picture how bad Lars already is 1,000 times worse.
Picture that with 41,000 people watching him.
I saw Metallica 4 times in the 90s, and then, and then finally in like 98, I was like, I can't do this anymore. That's it. It was 98, just like, what? How many years has passed since then that he's gotten worse?
He's
awful.
So awful. Yeah, but I thought his voice, James's voice, sounded really
good.
Oh, yeah,
the rest of the band, I'm sure, is awesome. But
he's
a tool.
They used to do a lot of other like cooler things in concert though. Like they would do cover songs and like or riffs, you know, like just like they had like 2 second solos and you know.
I mean the best time I ever seen them was like the first time in I guess 91 and they had nothing but awesome stuff to play.
Yeah, they
so, like
played and yeah, that's true.
It really like when they started playing stuff off of Death Magnetic.
But
I didn't really mind Death Magnetic,
but they did
like,
2 in a row.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, come on, back to like. What I really want to see. Let's go.
But they didn't play... They only played 2 songs from Death Magnetic. They played Fuel, and that was it for the last 15 years of their...
Nope. And that's just Sandman. But they closed
and
it
nothing
out.
Else matters.
No, I meant since the Blackout.
Oh, after
the
Blackout.
But, yeah. No,
I thought their set was actually great. Like, they really played a lot of good songs.
Mm-hmm.
They started with Creeping Death, which is pretty much the greatest song to start with because it's like totally... Well, there's that. But no, like during the chant along when everyone was chanting Die, yeah. It was so intense to see that many people chanting it.
Yes. It was like a Nazi rally?
Yes. Dude, I actually said that. Yeah. I was like, it really felt like if Dave Mustaine, or I'm sorry, if James Hetfield was like, all right, now we're going to like take out the Bronx. Like 41,000 people would be like, let's do it.
It was intimidating. That's the way I would put it.
Staggering?
No, just intimidate. Just like, holy shit, there's 41,000 people screaming, die.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
But you guys were safe in the press box, right?
We were safe anyway.
With your buffet and everything.
We said we weren't going to talk about that buffet. They charged us for that buffet.
Yeah, but some people didn't pay for it.
Yeah, that's right. I just went so late people. That the guy charging was like, no one's going to eat
this. This guy can't eat that much.
Hey, that's some footage from that show. Let's hear that again. James' voice did sound good.
Oh, yeah. He really rolls his R's.
So, do they have any shrimp cocktail for you then?
No shrimp cocktail. No, it was just stadium food.
It was Shea Stadium food.
Yeah, like it's not like they're hiding like some classy food somewhere. I guess there are restaurants there, right? Like I didn't really get a chance.
But I don't think were they open for that show? I don't think they were.
I don't know. We were totally sectioned off in the press area, which was I gotta say, I can't really complain. Like we had really comfortable seats. We had as good a view as we were gonna get.
Were your seats air conditioned?
You went for free.
No. Yeah, we did.
What, like blowing up from the seat?
It was so weird.
So, Noah, you were in a luxury box.
I was in a luxury box.
Tell us about your experience.
How it was?
There's
not a real metal fan at this table except for Darren. Everybody's like, I was in the press box. I was in the there was air conditioning in my seat.
In all fairness.
It was just blowing cold air at my crack.
All fairness, I started out as section 419, which would have been like all the way up at the end of the stadium. But I got an upgrade, so should I not have taken it?
Who gave you an upgrade?
My former roommate.
I'm not making fun of you. I mean, I was at the buffet in the press box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's funny.
But we also had a buffet.
We had the same food probably because I saw the cookie that you posted, and it was I also had the option of the cookie. I passed on it though.
Okay,
I was eating cookies.
Hold on. We're comparing foods. You had the same cookie.
Facebook photo.
She tweeted a Facebook photo.
And I got to interject and I say something.
What kind of
cookies
did you have?
Yeah. Taka Michinoku says luxury box was Noah's nickname in high school.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment.
Keep reading my diary. What's going on here?
Well, one thing they had that I was really surprised to see was on the beams, like overhead by the seats, there are fucking spikes coming out of each beam, like long, thin, sharp spikes.
What do you mean?
And they're supposedly to prevent pigeons from landing there.
Oh.
In other words, like if a pigeon goes, they'll impale themselves. So I guess word gets around among the pigeon community, and then they don't land there. That's disgusting. That's the most inhumane thing I've ever heard of.
They have those all over the edge of the buildings and shit.
I've never seen that before.
I think they need to just like put poison and just spray it around.
I don't think they're gonna. They just can't land on it. They're not gonna like impale themselves.
Actually, Darren, I've seen they look way worse in London.
Really?
They're like super, super sharp. Like
scimitars.
They want to kill the fucking pigeon there.
Well, they eat them there, don't they, probably?
Yeah, probably.
The shepherd's pie.
So, you know, anything of note in the luxury box?
Well, it was great because we had, like, we ordered, three cases of beer. We had sausages and hot dogs and salad and cookies.
Is this really, like, we're going to talk about what
I don't
we
know.
Ate?
Yeah.
There's,
have you never heard
wait,
of
what kind of condiments do they have?
Relish?
Don't do that with the
it was relish.
Yeah, that
was it fresh relish or was
no,
it
no,
little
it was
packets?
The little packets. Psh, it was
whatever,
a,
I don't care.
It was one big jug of Heinz relish in a little plastic squeeze
bottle. Okay,
okay.
So no pico de gallo?
You say that very
no, no pico de gallo.
Why my favorite phrases.
So, Noah, who was your favorite band? Slayer, you said.
Slayer.
That. We all said Slayer.
I was really impressed at how fast Metallica played, because I thought they were going to play everything at, like, half tempo.
Yeah.
So, but, like, I was trying to sing along, and I was like, wait a minute, he's singing faster than me.
It's too fast.
They've always played fast, but never tight.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It was too
fast. I don't know.
Fast,
I thought they sounded fine. Except for, okay, Lars was just a little bit too loud.
It was awful. It was way off the timing and everything.
Yeah, being in the mix for Lars is too loud.
So. That was, I got to say, that was one great thing about that, because we totally got the soundboard mix, like, from the ceiling. There were, like, speakers in the room, and it sounded great. Like, you could really hear everything. So I can only imagine how it sounded like on the field level. But I'm sure that was a completely different experience to see that, like, that close.
Did they bring Lou Reed out?
No. He was there, though.
Oh, really?
According to Randy, the Lamb of God.
He's just a Metallica groupie now.
Well, they're friends. I mean, they recorded an album together, I'm sure.
They're both ancient, and everyone hates them.
Yeah.
They got a lot in common.
Pretty much.
People hate Lou Reed?
Well, he hasn't made a lot of enemies.
He's
right?
A prickly personality. Oh. Much like those pigeon-killing spikes.
Oh. Very prickly.
Someone in here said, in regard to the spikes, they should just put spray poison in Yankee Stadium, which I'm for that plan, too. It'll solve a lot of problems, not just pigeons.
I can't believe the hatred.
Crime would drop in
down.
New York City so quickly.
So do you want to talk about what Scott Ian said?
All the people in
there. Yeah.
I can't believe
there's
everyone
a few Scott
Ian
things to discuss.
So.
How can we all talk together at the same time? And then,
well,
like,
let's just talk like other.
We can't talk separately.
Okay, so
Scott Ian made a joke. I'm not going to get it precise, but he said something to the effect of, they told us they were going to do this at Citi Field, and you can't have the Big Four play at a losing team stadium.
And my response to that is, since when does Scott Ian decide anything that happens on this tour?
Yeah, that's like the thing. It's like, I understand that they call the tour the Big Four and stuff, like,
it's
to make him feel okay. But yeah, he should be humble enough and honest enough to not refer to it himself as the Big Four. Like, you come on.
I mean,
they like just made it.
Well, that wasn't an exact quote. He might have said us, but that wouldn't be better, I guess.
No, still,
Big Three and Anthrax.
Yeah.
It should
be. Well, that he definitely didn't say. He wasn't like, come on, you can't have the Big Three and us.
It should be the Big Three and number 10, and the in between, the other six couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's the tour. That's how they should.
Who should be number four, Darren? Who do you think should be number four?
I don't know. A Testament.
Death Angel.
No, not that. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of bands that I feel were more popular than Anthrax back.
Yeah,
at
I agree.
That time,
totally.
You know? But they just still tour all the time, and they're still.
They're like, still together.
Yeah, so there's more awareness there.
Sure. Well, this is the most publicity, the most push they ever got.
Right.
But, Sid, you had an interesting story about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised they even let Scott Ian into Yankee Stadium. I don't know, it was like 10, 15 years ago. He got arrested for breaking into the Yankee spring training facility, like, overnight one night and stealing their on-deck circle.
Why? Because
it was like a big Yankee logo, and he's a huge Yankee fan. So he got shit-faced with his friends. He was at spring training. He waited until everybody left and broke in. They caught him.
How did I never
But,
hear
like, how did the Yankee Stadium officials not be like, wait a minute, Scott Ian, that name sounds familiar.
We'll let you in and on the stage when you
it's
give
not
back
his real name.
I recognize that
real name.
Anywhere.
Scott Rosenfeld.
Yeah. Damn it. Scott Ian Rosenfeld.
He slipped past him one too many times.
Rosenfeld!
Yeah. Well, like, Rob, you said there was a press conference and nobody asked about that. That's
yeah, well, they were too busy asking about 9/11.
Yeah. Lame. That's the lamestream media for you.
But can you imagine, like James Hetfield giving a shit what team plays in the fucking stadium that they're playing in?
Anthrax were wearing mock Yankees jerseys.
Really?
I'm like, with like Anthrax in the Yankees font. And halfway through the set, they changed to the away jersey.
Oh God!
Well,
they had the pinstripe jerseys, and then they took off the jerseys, and they had like the navy blue T-shirt.
Douchebags.
Did they have, like, any stage banter relating to the Yankees?
Well, just
other than that joke about the Mets.
Oh, that was on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
I
didn't go to the press conference.
Oh, okay. I thought he said that, like, in some kind of statement or something.
No, he said on stage.
Wow, what a dickhead. That's just not necessary.
It's a cheap pop. He's,
yeah,
you know,
he knows
playing to the home crowd.
There were a lot of Mets fans there, though.
a lot. Like we were giving each other solidarity, you know, because I wore my Met hat there. I have actually have a you've seen it, a jersey that, yes. that has the Yankee logo with Mr. Met pissing on it.
Yeah,
it says Yankees suck as the
team. I totally
man.
Figured you would wear that to
the. I didn't. I felt like more focusing on the show and being understated rather than starting shit.
So yeah. What shirt did you wear?
A plain black T-shirt.
Oh, you know, a DSI shirt.
Yeah.
It's a burning nun.
Just being understated.
A Megadeth logo pissing on a Metallica logo.
I'd get that.
I can design that for you.
You can just probably find Dave Mustaine doing that
yeah.
and just take a picture of it and put it on a shirt.
And then realizing what he's done and tearfully wiping off the logo. Like,
that's
I'm so sorry.
Not Christian of me.
I didn't mean it. Please return my call.
Who would Jesus piss on? good time was had by all at that show.
Did you guys see the guy that ran onto the field?
Yeah.
I probably wasn't there yet. I don't remember.
All right. So, well, it was right before Slayer, right?
It was during Megadeth.
During Megadeth.
I was there.
Oh.
I missed like
oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
I missed the first two
Megadeth.
Songs of Megadeth.
Yeah, I think it might have been then. It
yeah.
was very early in Megadeth's set.
A guy ran onto the field to the part that was sectioned off. I don't know which part of the field that is. I don't
the
know
infield.
Sports. The infield, okay. Yeah. And like five cops ran after him, and it was like watching a cartoon because I was so far away mm-hmm. that they all looked like miniature characters.
They played
and,
like Benny Hill.
And one cop fell.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
one cop
hilarious.
Fell on his face,
yeah.
and everyone laughed at him.
And cheered for the guy.
That
yeah.
always happens at
and
games.
And he was
too.
This close to making it. Like he was, you know, maybe 20 feet from the crowd when this
uh-huh.
cop just tackled him.
It was
so wait, what? Like, how was the setup? Was there a big gaping hole in the middle, and then
yes.
like, you were up?
The outfield was like the GA,
mm-hmm.
and the outfield was split into two sections.
Okay.
The immediate general admission, which would be like right by the stage,
mm-hmm.
and then like a second GA, which is like you know,
yeah.
a little further away.
It had railings in between.
And then there was a railing protecting the infield because they don't want to ruin that.
Well, I mean,
then,
what did the field
well,
look like after it was over? They just trampled to shit.
I don't understand, no, because it on the field, they weren't directly on the grass. They put down some kind of,
no.
like, fake concrete thing, like mats, and then
oh, okay.
you were walking. But I don't know why they couldn't do that in the infield, too.
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't want to risk it. Plus,
yeah.
isn't the pitcher's mound, isn't that, like, at a little higher level?
You couldn't put, like, something on that? Or, I don't know.
But it would be weird. It would. I don't know. I feel like that's like
the it'd be weird, Darren.
Okay. That's
right.
Like, that's
you're
like,
right. You're right.
That's the moneymaker. They don't want to ruin it. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess
is having 42,000 people there not enough? You know.
They could have sold more. I guarantee you.
It was sold out. It was definitely sold out.
We tried to sell our tickets, and my brother ended up selling three tickets for $20. We paid like $100 for each.
$20 each or $20 total?
Three tickets for $20.
Ha, sold them or he bought them?
Sold them to a scalper.
Oh.
What
but,
a deal.
Yeah, but it was either $20 or nothing, so.
I would have took them for free.
well
you
would have
taken them.
You could have gotten in touch with me.
Oh, well.
But then you would have just seen Metallica. You would
oh,
have just
yeah.
made it for Metallica.
True.
Which is
I had to work.
We were working.
Yeah.
I went to work before.
We were at work.
I'm biting my tongue, though.
I took a limo to Yankee Stadium, too.
Wow.
I swear to God. It was so strange.
So non-metal.
Did you have cookies in there, or was it like
no.
cookies?
No, what was the food like in the
champagne?
Limo?
We just had peppermint.
Sparkling bubbly.
I have friends in high places, and I have high friends.
Aka is on a roll. Alex Skolnick drove the limo.
He was there. I
no,
think.
He played acoustic guitar with in the back with us.
Hmm. Okay, sure. Right.
No, Alex Skolnick wasn't invited to Big Four. I don't think he could afford a ticket.
Alex who?
He was invited for the happy hour the day before, apparently.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, he was there. He was the bar back, collecting all the empty glasses.
That was Frank's joke.
Rob wasn't here when I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Yeah. Great minds think alike.
He walked in with a guitar, and he stayed in for like 3 minutes, and then he walked out.
Yeah.
Alex Skolnick.
Oh, you just made an appearance. Like, hey,
Yep, Alex Skolnick is here.
Guitar testament here. The fifth in the Big Four. All right, guys.
Notice
number
my hair?
Five.
Notice my hair? Okay, goodbye.
Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Should we take the call?
Yes.
It's our old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Your buddy, the Shlomo.
Sloan. You can hold him for
a
while.
How about you just talk to him and nobody else?
Hello, Shlomo.
Hello.
What's up?
As in the chat room, I am the owner.
Of course.
Yeah, you have taken over our chat room, I see.
You know how I did that?
We don't care.
What about your blood?
Do you know how I did that?
No.
How do you do what?
You press the button.
Because you're elite, right? You're elite Hexor.
No, I'm not. If you have known anything about IRC commands or have been on the IRC channel before about 2 weeks ago, whatever, you would have known how to create a IRC channel and also make yourself the owner, the admin of the channel.
Awesome. Thanks, Shlomo. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling in today.
Great. Can you transfer
okay.
your stuff to me? Thank you.
Okay, hey. Hey, Rob, no.
What?
I'm not done yet.
I
am not done yet.
Shlomo, all right.
Is that a threat?
Shlomo, I'm gonna.
I hung up on him.
Oh.
I guess he's done.
Oh. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
We play God.
Shlomo, if you're listening, call back. I just want to tell you something. All right. But that was Shlomo, everybody.
That's
three minus two is. Is that what you're gonna do?
No.
I don't think
else.
He's up to that in school.
Oh, that's mean.
I believe it's pretty
Isn't he like 12?
No, he's like 27 or something.
He's 18. He's 18.
Anyway, maybe it's time for a little music break.
Okay.
What?
But he has that Emmanuel Lewis disease, right?
What?
That he's on a failed sitcom?
Yeah.
I don't know what you were thinking of. Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty good show.
Webster?
Yeah.
Shlomster. Can we make that happen somehow? Do you know you have friends in high places? Do you know any TV executives?
Next week.
Little
I think he'd be better for Different Strokes. Could we just call it Different Shlokes?
I like that too. Who would play Willis? Who would be the old? Could we get
Rob.
Todd Bridges?
Rob.
Todd Bridges Rob. Would be willing to take it.
I am not done yet.
Oh, Rob, that's mean.
Wait, that's what he said.
Don't make me feel guilty. You should feel guilty.
All right. Let's take a music break. We're going to start with the song that the Big Four covered yesterday. Oh,
what is it?
I have a request.
Got the time?
Overkill by Mark.
I have a request. Yesterday, during Slayer and during Metallica, I was singing Darren's lyrics instead of the lyrics for South of Heaven and Sad But True.
Yeah.
So can we play both during the break?
Okay.
That was my request.
Sure. We have to play both of them?
Yes.
What if we did one in the music break and closed with the other?
Can I make a suggestion? Because I feel like the Sad But True song needs edits. There's a couple things we have to take out. So can we play that next week?
Stab the Jew part?
Yeah.
All
not
right.
to disappoint
just
you too much.
Just the
legal
parts, that's all.
But definitely the South Trenton one.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start with Overkill, though, right now on the live cast. Yeah.
"Hey Scott Ian, instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else, you could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck."
Just south of Trenton. We got all the types of clothes you need. Pants, jeans, shorts, sneakers, shoes, casual, outdoors, indoors, every type of door. We even sell doors. Come down. We got double XL, triple XL, 4XL for your fat Uncle Larry. You know he's been eating too many Fig Newtons. But in Uncle Larry's defense, Fig Newtons are delicious. That's why with every $100 sale, we're giving away a free case of Fig Newtons. Specifically for your Uncle Larry. So come down. Route 9. South of Track. Are you there yet? Are you getting in the car?
It's special savings offer for a limited time. Unprecedented bargains are one of a kind. Labor Day, our back to school sale arrives. Before you leave the store, you must
With more duty jokes per half hour, than the number of combined gray pubes on the stage during a Metallica performance. It's the Metal Injection live cast, and it returns now.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone, to hour number two.
It's exactly 9 o'clock.
That's right.
We're on format today for once.
Because we're fucking professional.
Once.
This is like one of the big four episodes of the live cast.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. It's going to take us 30 years to sell out Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
What?
And we'll do a podcast in 30 years at Yankee Stadium.
Can I have the luxury seat?
The one with the cookies?
And the air conditioner. It was crazy. Like,
jeez.
Okay, at first I was standing, and then when I sat down, what?
Nothing. Go on.
Why are you doing that?
We're listening to you.
What are we doing?
If he's not saying anything, he's clearly trying to not bring that up on the air.
I know, but he was pointing at his microphone like there was an issue with it. So.
So fix it.
Well, come on, let's go. Tell the story.
That's it. I'm done.
Oh.
No,
oh.
Wah, wah.
What about these cookies?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to talk about the cookies. I was going to talk about the air conditioning.
Go on. What were you
I've never sat in a chair outdoors that was air conditioned. It was just amazing.
Mm. How does that work?
So the seat was cool?
I don't know how it worked. That's the thing.
Where was the air coming from?
Like, when I would put my back to it, I would feel it. But then if I would sit forward on the edge of the
what
seat,
what would
I
you feel?
Air just coming out from all over.
What was the seat made of?
Leather.
Did you just have gas?
Well, it was cold air, not hot air.
It was Ken Pierce standing behind you. Well,
breathing down my neck.
Ken Pierce was in the press section with us. Yeah. And the funny thing is that I was texting with Noah, and, you know...
Were you standing right next to her texting with her?
No, we were in different parts of the stadium.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
And I was like, I'm sort of behind home plate. And then she's like... Oh, I'm also behind home plate. We must be close to each other.
Wait, what's home
and
plate?
And then, no one knows what home plate
is. I knew that part.
But then she was like...
I asked.
She was just like, I think I'm like above you. Come out and say hi. And I'm like, come out where? There's nowhere to go. No, just go to like the very end of your press area and then wave to me. And I'm like, there's nowhere to go. And then she called Axel over here. I didn't hear Noah's side of it, but I just heard his side of it, and it was just like, we can't go. There's nowhere to go. What do you want us to do? Why are we arguing right now? Do you want to just talk to Rob? I hung up on her.
Now wait. You told me that...
He was very mean to me.
You told me that...
Oh, yeah. He's like, how am I being mean? I'm just telling you.
But I texted
you and apologized.
No, you didn't. I texted you and I apologized for...
Really? I didn't send you a text first?
Who apologized.
No, you didn't. Hold
on. It's an apology.
No, you didn't.
I didn't get a text from you.
Oh, my God.
Your text was in response to my text.
Hold on.
Your text starts, it's okay, thereby acknowledging that I just said, sorry, I wasn't trying to be mean.
Oh, you didn't say sorry. You said, I really wasn't trying to be mean.
Well, I wasn't that sorry.
Robin,
you were being kind of dumb about it.
You said, Rob and Vince were yelling at me while we were talking. Why were they yelling at you?
I have to read a couple.
Everybody was like shouting. It was like when you're in the car and you don't know which exit to get off of, and everybody starts shouting instructions at once. And you're going, walk out, walk out. And I'm trying to explain to you that to walk out, I'd have to be able to walk on air.
All right,
there's
well,
nothing to walk out onto.
Well, underneath me, the people had a platform they could have walked on, so I guess I wasn't underneath. I wasn't above you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, how drunk?
That's all you have to
how
say.
How drunk were you at that point? That was during like Megadeth, right?
I didn't even have breakfast that day. I just was drinking beer. Like I had maybe
in the limo or on the
no,
way.
No, once I got there.
Oh, okay. So you
must have been like my fourth.
You must have been pounding them.
Yeah.
Can I read a couple of these comments here?
Please.
No.
Noah also sent the text to Kevin Nash.
Okay. A little wrestling reference.
James Hetfield would pronounce Noah's name so well.
Noah!
How's that? He says it all the time. And every
yeah.
Every
That's true. He dedicates his songs to me all the time.
That's pretty good. And meant that.
Okay, awesome. I thought there was more.
That was a good segue.
Well,
it now, looks better
now
on
we,
the screen.
Yeah. Since we're talking about the users, I think it's time for a...
nice segue.
I'm very excited when you get to
it. User submitted, user submission. User submission.
Here comes some songs created by our fans.
There you go.
Now,
is that
I,
me in there?
I should, yes.
Oh, wow.
User submission!
That was actually a user submitted, user submission intro.
Oh, nice.
Now,
so meta.
I didn't mean to interrupt the wonderful user submission song. But I haven't, I'm very excited because I haven't heard this. And Lob told me. This is great. This is like a throwback to old Cancer Scare contributions.
This was so good that I didn't want to play it for anybody. I wanted everyone's honest reaction.
So I'm pumped up.
Listening to it live. So leave our mics on so we can have a laugh track.
Okay. And this is Cancer Scare, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Out of the things that people sent in, I miss recaps a lot.
This is Slow-Mo, and you are listening to the Metal Injection.
I'm really having a hard time understanding you.
After you're done shitting, because that's how I know I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, I pee first, and then if I poo, then when I'm done, when I know that it's all out of me, then I always pee.
I don't need to know where a rock is, because I'll talk to Jesus all the time on the phone. If you pretend something happened and it really never did, and then you can get to sleep.
I was pleasuring myself, and after I came to climax, I tasted my cum off the dildo, and I was like, this tastes a little different. And then I...
You're on your period?
I got my period.
Oh, you're a grandpa. Hey.
I thought you were going to say you realized that it was the end of the dildo that was up your ass.
Bujania.
Never forget the Bujania.
Bujania.
Never forget.
The Pushinia.
Holy the hell, holy the day of God, yeah.
Pushinia.
Never forget
the Pushinia.
Never forget.
Jay, son of a bitch!
Yay! Video audience loves it.
Very good. I'm a silent noise every week. Send more.
Yeah. That concludes this week.
I think it's time. That's time the show to get some
user submitted, user submission.
Here comes some songs created by our fans.
That part doesn't really work as an outro.
Yeah. You just cut that part off.
Can we get an outro? Could someone submit a
those were some songs submitted by our fans. Just put that in.
Perfect.
There you go.
That's fabulous.
All right.
Fabulous.
So what else happened this week?
Oh, I found another clip that we can play. Remember, I'll replay these for you. This was Noah.
Darren, look at how big it is.
Okay, is that?
Oh, my God, it's so big.
How big is it now?
It's like a tuna can.
So big. Look at it.
I haven't found a place to drop that in, but I got another one. This is a Seanism.
Oh. All over my penis and face.
What was even the context of this?
That was the... it's kind of hard to explain. You really want me to say it? You were talking about the crazy woman dancing somewhere on a was it on a bus or something? Last week.
You know, at the FYF Fest.
Right. Yeah. So then somebody, I think Sid goes, "Where did she touch you, Sean?" And then you said, "All over my penis and face."
I like that.
Now you have two sound clips of you guys saying, "I'm not going to be the third."
All over my penis and face.
So that I'll find a place to drop that in eventually. When you least expect it.
Oh, I want that to be my ringtone.
Would it just repeat for each ring?
Yeah, just over and over. It's an endless loop.
Okay. All right. So that's that.
Well, maybe we can just wrap up early.
You
know?
Yep.
Actually, I have something for you guys if you want to.
No, it's okay.
Yeah? Okay, fine. Fuck you guys.
Go for it. Go.
All right. Well, actually, listening to last week's episode, I decided to write some questions down and come up with a Metal Injection Livecast sex survey.
Oh boy, yeah.
So if you want to go around the room,
we do.
We had a couple quick questions.
Sure. Oh my gosh.
So
tables have been turned.
Yeah.
You wrote this, or what is?
Yeah, it's just I came up with a couple questions for you guys.
All right, good.
Can you do it in a voice?
Do we not talk about our sex lives enough on this show?
I know.
No.
Not.
Well, I figure you just like really overdo it this time, you know?
Okay.
All right. So how often do you relax? Start with that.
Oh. Wait, no, didn't you relax
well,
before
I,
the show?
I answered
I
this.
Yeah,
you did, yeah.
Relax.
Oh. I already answered last week that I try to do it once a week and never more than that, sometimes less.
And Sydney, you said once a day, right?
Yeah, I try to.
Oh. I'm with Sid.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah, he's usually on the couch.
I am with Sid.
Well, if I didn't practice severe restraint, I would
I walk right that. Into that.
Yeah. You did. I let you in the house.
That one
won't. You won't let it. You won't let it die.
I stumbled
die.
A little bit.
Wow. All over my penis and face.
Thank you.
I usually do it at least 4 times a week.
All right.
Okay.
Unless I have my period. Then
I would say daily, unless I have something to do. Like yesterday, I was at the Big Four. No masturbating there.
Why not?
Not before. Everyone was looking.
They're waiting for you to do it. Well, Rob's here. He's going to check off and stuff. They all heard the story.
Hey, everyone.
Come.
Wow.
That would have been good.
What is the craziest
thing? Wait, hold on, Frank. How about you?
Yeah. What is the craziest
thing? What the hell? No.
No, he's the asker.
Yeah. What is the craziest getting caught story you have?
Wait, that's not fair. Frank doesn't answer.
Yeah, Frank, you got to answer these.
Yeah, that's
your host. All right, I really don't like. I prefer sex over masturbating.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are like.
Well, I really prefer jerking off.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's
think,
not what the question was.
I don't see them as in conflict.
It's very irregular. That's what I'm trying to say. I guess you know.
When I'm with a girl having a steady sexual relationship, I don't. Stop masturbating. It's not like a
no. I do.
It's not a substitute to me. I think it's two different things, and I need both of them.
Yep. What do you mean, Sean? You said that you do masturbate.
Yeah,
I think
masturbate
I have time for
when
both.
I hit like if there's a couple day lull in between the banging, then I'll fill that void with a jerking off session. But then if the sex comes back, then I don't jerk off until that lull happens.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that it's something sense. I need for mental clarity. Not as it's not a sex substitute, basically.
Yes, yep. Mental clarity.
Don't you think? Doesn't it clear your head when you...
Yeah, I guess so.
I just need to cum regularly, I think. So depending on if it's with a vagina or my hand, it just needs to be out of
just
even
the semen needs to be out of there.
Get the fuck out, yeah.
You're like a cow.
Right.
You need to be milked.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. All right, what was the next one again?
What's your craziest getting caught story, if you have one?
Okay. I don't.
Getting caught doing what?
Either sex, anything? Masturbating, if you caught maybe somebody else, or...
Well, I told mine last week of catching somebody else.
Lonnie?
No, this guy.
That's
where the whole relaxing came from.
When I was, this isn't me directly, but when I was 14, two of my friends used my room to hook up, and my mother came home and walked in, and they were under the covers, and she somehow didn't figure out what was going on, and she sat on the edge of the bed and started to talk with them.
Two dudes.
Yeah, it was you and Sid.
Oh, yeah, true. And now we're married.
He didn't want to say it, but
I was trying to
keep it anonymous.
I was trying to spare Jason and Caroline their their pain.
All over my penis and face.
I had a. This is not actually me engaging in any sex, but I had a female friend over, and she saw me on my computer looking at a very disgusting pornographic video. But I wasn't actually jerking it.
What was the video?
It was facial abuse.
Why were you looking at a porn video while you had a friend over?
I was surfing, looking at different
What was she doing? Well,
he was just checking for updates.
Yeah. Checking his facial abuse.
She was hanging out in my house. You never had a friend hang over and, you know.
Well, yeah, but I'm not like, all right.
She was like living there for a while.
I'm going to browse the internet.
No. She was just over.
Oh, she was just over? Just hanging out.
Yeah.
And then did she go to, like, the bathroom and you were like, oh, let me see what's going on out of the porn daily?
No, she was in the living room watching television.
So you weren't hanging out together?
She used to be in my house all the time. This was a while ago.
Okay.
Why is that so shocking? Why is that like breaking news?
It's just rare.
Okay. Fair enough.
All over my penis.
I think my worst has to be, it's a story I already told, so I'm good, but it was more the aftermath when I had to call my old college roommate to get rid of my cum dumpster washcloth out from between the mattress and the box spring and throw it away because the people that were then taking back my sublet would find it and that would be bad. Do you remember the story? No?
Yeah, I remember the story.
So was it.
That was a good story.
Thanks, appreciate it.
But when you told
that
it back
then. That
was
a good friend.
I know, seriously, yeah, he did it.
Or did he just tell you he did it and then not do it?
Fuck, I know.
Yeah. Made you feel better either way,
sure.
So whatever.
Yeah, it's good. No, all my other, like, getting caught stories, like, just normal shit, like, folks getting home early, like, what's going on up there? And it's like, you know, no walking in on getting, you know, masturbating or anything.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything either.
I mean, mine is really the other way around. Like, I got home early from school once, and I actually caught my parents. And I was like, that's really weird.
Well, what did you catch them in? Like, what were they actually doing?
69.
Oh, God, no. No, they were just at it. I mean, like, I figured, you know, I couldn't
reading
figure out why Gloria Estefan was pumping so loud, and then...
That was like...
The rhythm
battle. That's why you can't ever listen to her anymore.
It's so true.
Every time I put her on, he's like, change it now!
It's like that of Chromeo.
Was
at Rob's place.
What's your favorite position?
Nowhere.
We've answered that for her many times.
We've decided.
First mic.
What? Who's the
first? That's my favorite position.
Very rare.
I don't know. It depends. I like doggy a lot. Doggy's good.
By the way, let's traumatize Frank.
Was this the song?
So glad I'm not wearing headphones.
Boo.
Rob, sing it.
And tell us about your favorite sexual position while you're at it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Pile driver.
Mowing pile driver.
That was fun. I don't know. The one I find myself doing the most is just missionary.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be...
With other people?
Yeah.
with my fleshlight.
With his stuffed animal.
Fleshlight. You just carved a hole into your mattress and you put the fleshlight in it so you can just like lay down.
Oh, mattress, you're so soft. You're always there for me. Thank you, mattress.
Actually, don't anybody do that because it actually creates a lot of damage for your penile erection.
Your penile.
How do you know?
Well, you could be talking about his hand erection, you know.
That's true.
What?
No, if you lay on your stomach and you grind your erection into the mattress and
who
shit,
does that?
You do damage to yourself. Actually, a lot of people, apparently, if there's, you know.
Really?
Have you
looked up videos while you have a female friend in the other room watching?
Isn't that what planking is?
No.
Sean has a Google alert for this guy.
Show us a Googler for any health tips involving rubbing your penis against things.
Anything that really.
Takamichinoku.
Face.
Takamichinoku in the chat writes, Rob likes anything that requires no movement.
Yeah, fair point.
Girl on top, then.
Yeah, that's my answer.
I don't. That's.
I'm
mean,
lazy.
Listen, if she wants to do it, I have no objections, but that's like my least favorite.
All right, Frank.
Your favorite.
Oh, I have a bunch of favorites, but I guess
it's so hard to pick one.
No, I mean Missionary is really like my ender.
It's your closer.
Yeah, it's my
that's
closer.
That's how you perform your fatality. Right?
Yeah.
Finish her. The lights
K-O.
Go off.
Hey man, you like what you like.
He shoots poison acid out of his cock into her eyes.
You win.
Flawless victory.
Axel's dying over there.
Lord,
I can't. I don't know who shouted out "finish her," but now I can't get the Mortal Kombat in your chest. Like Frank as a Mortal Kombat character, but having sex.
Frank
with still the same amazing hair.
Yeah.
Oh, all over my penis and face.
For that.
Wait, did you hear my wishes?
All right, let's do this.
Frank. Noah.
So what else you got, Frank?
Have you ever stuck your finger in your butt and liked it?
No, not my own butt, but I had a girl do that to me. But
and
I've said that
like
on the show
anyway.
I kind of liked it at the time it was happening because she did it exactly as I was coming, and then I felt really ashamed of myself later.
If only you had a tail, it would be between your
legs. Sean, hug Darren. He needs a hug.
Yeah.
Get a finger in there.
No, what the
fuck are you doing? Get a finger
in there. That went all over my penis and face.
No Shlomo. No Shlomo.
No Shlomo. No Shlomo. Yeah.
Has anybody liked it?
I've
done by medical professionals and I didn't like it.
I've never.
I would say it doesn't bother me, but I would never request it. I'll go on that.
How old are you supposed to be when you get that procedure?
So the girl
probably
just has
like,
to spring it up on you, Sean?
Yeah, it wasn't like, bleh, and it wasn't like, oh.
Into the microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't like, bleh. It wasn't like, oh.
Oh.
Like,
you know, you look like a guy who likes to get your asshole eaten.
Actually,
and, like, sucked out.
I like
not sucked out, but, like, there's... that didn't bother me either.
Wait, Darren, you like to get your asshole eaten, but you don't like it fingered?
Yeah, why is that weird? It's not penetration if the girl's tongue is in there.
It's more around the O-ring.
Oh, so it's the penetration.
I
thought
I
thought
never,
you were just, like, uncomfortable with anything around your anus.
No. Why?
Oh.
It's part of the body.
Now I have a whole different opinion of you, Darren.
Thank you.
Why is that a thank you? You don't know what kind of opinion it is.
I'm sure she hated
one.
Me
it's
ever before
one.
That. No, I don't know. I wouldn't ask a girl to do that. But, I mean, some of them are into that. You know? I think I've mentioned this also on the show, that I used to know an Orthodox Jewish girl. That
like
she was
eating
like,
your asshole?
She was, like, confused whether she wanted to be religious or not. Like, she found Orthodox Judaism, like, later in life, like her parents didn't bring her up that way.
What did she think Hashem was up your ass?
Yeah, she was looking for some matzah.
She was looking for the light.
No, but like she would just go right to that. Like it was foreplay and then
that was her starter.
Yeah, that's like, you know, how a girl will
open her. Okay, but how did she put you? How did she position you when she was doing it?
It would depend.
On your back with your legs back like a baby?
No, never that. Never that.
On all fours?
No, like maybe laying on the bed, like kind of with my legs up, and she would go down like where a girl would normally give you head in that position, but go lower. I guess that would be the most.
Do you like to deliver the job of rims?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Really? Do you ever have a problem with like a lack of hygiene back there?
I usually make the guys shower before.
Suppose,
but even if not, I don't care.
You say go take a shower, I'm gonna eat your ass.
Sound like a mood
killer.
No,
I would be more prone to do it after they take a shower.
Okay.
But I feel that's maybe you're not being 100% honest because you really don't care. Like, what if there's a big dingleberry?
Yeah.
No. Okay, I don't really go out with guys that are that filthy.
But it can happen to a clean guy though. I mean, you could have one dingleberry.
So then I just don't put my face in it.
Fair enough.
Do you inspect first? Do you give it a once over before
you
got
a flashlight?
I like to look at
one of those lice combs.
I get a black light.
Yeah.
Go over it.
Awesome.
I give the guy an enema first.
Butterscotch enema.
That kind of just comes back.
Beer
in your
enema.
Face. Goes up all in your face.
It's the fastest way to get drunk.
All right, I think that answered it.
Have you ever performed a sexual act in public?
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Nope.
What, Sid?
Nope.
No?
Who define in
you
public.
You haven't even know what is that?
Have you
been
abroad in a movie theater?
Where people can
see you
not under a roof.
Anywhere people can see you.
I don't know. I have had sex on the roof of my building.
Nice.
But never outside, like, among people, really.
How tall a building was it?
6 floors.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. I didn't think it did either. But that's in the open air, at least.
I finger girls in public.
So crazy. Hold on. They know about it at the time.
On the subway in a crowded car.
They thought they were sitting on a plane.
Let me take that again.
Oh, don't.
It was you that was in the news, man.
Serial groper.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, here, Rob, I'll save you. I had sex on the beach on the lifeguard chair.
Wow.
But it was
in your twat.
What beach? What time?
It was like the Bell Harbor beach, you know, the one over there. And it was already like after the sunset. But there were still people there, but I don't know.
That's down by Rockaway Beach.
What was the position used?
I was on top of the guy. He was sitting.
Was it a reverse?
You know, I don't really want to think back to that, please.
Which way were you facing? That's an important
I was
question.
Facing him.
Okay, there you go. That's all I don't know.
It's enough.
Okay.
Have you ever done pile driver position?
Well, I don't know.
Pile driver position. I'm just curious because it's a funny word.
You put your shoulders on the ground and like your like ass up onto like the foot of the couch and
wait,
then
my
he
shoulder?
Squats, no. Points his dick down at you like straight down and then
man standing up over you.
Oh no, right. No, those. That's weird.
You get rug burn
that's
on the back of your neck.
No, you break
the,
your dick that way, too.
No, how?
You're just an expert in things that will break your dick.
Yes.
No, maybe your dick is especially fragile. Is that you ever
I
think
know,
of
man.
That?
Well, no, I've heard of people breaking their dicks. You can break your dick, right?
Dennis yeah, but not from simple sexual position. Maybe putting it in a vice.
I don't know. I feel like if you were going to do your Samoan pile driver and then it clipped the right side and just like hit the pelvic bone instead.
How would it clip anything? I'm going straight
down. If you're
down
going
into
in for force.
Pussy.
Like if you're just going in like doing a bomb
but
drop.
But you're not putting it into like a cylinder. You have space to work.
Vaginas with. Have give to them.
Yeah.
No, like I'm saying if you were too far to the side and clipped the pelvis bone.
Oh,
what kind of girls are you fucking? Like 70-pound gymnast?
Her vagina.
Off to a
what
side.
What if her pelvic bone has a buzz sign?
No, it's actually how small a vagina that I can't aim it in there.
She was like 70 pounds, man. No fat on her at all. That shit clipped my dick like a motherfucker.
And just don't take your dick all the way out.
She was like all pelvic.
Well, that's where you got to start somehow with it.
All right, so
go in slowly.
Yeah, pay attention to what you're
doing.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if you don't go in slow,
well,
you could break your dick.
Don't not go in slow.
All right.
She was like 3'6", man.
Make it a point.
My dick got clipped on a teeth.
Time.
True.
And pay attention.
No, you've never had any time in your life where you were fucking you had like a flash that you thought that your dick broke at all?
Oh.
Never?
She ate a bunch of Tic Tacs earlier in the day. I got my dick caught up in her stomach.
No, there's been times like girls been on top or something, and like she bounced up too high, it came out, and then she came down on it, and like on like her thigh or something.
You know, and, a trampoline? What's wrong with you?
Shagletown says you lost
I'm
your virginity to Kerry Strug.
I don't know. We get rough. She gets rough, man.
And oh Taka Michinoku said, Sean reads all the dick editions of Scientific Proof magazine.
That's true. There's a yearly edition.
It's like a digest.
It's like a swimsuit issue. But for dicks.
I fingered girls in public.
Oh. Yeah, let's get back to that. Who'd you finger in public?
Girl.
I know?
Maybe he doesn't want to say who.
All right.
He can say who.
All right,
but when you say public, where do you mean? Like in a museum? Or?
In a library.
I did in a library.
No, I've done it in a movie theater.
Doctor's office.
What?
Playground?
Not playground, but like... Outside. I forget where we were. We were like just
on
like
a short bus
on a bench.
Rob, was this song playing?
Yeah. So did we all answer there?
Yep. All of
Frank
my
answer.
Frank, what about you?
When I was 16. I got a hand job on a bus. And there was people on the bus. And it was a little weird.
Wait a minute. Were Rob and I were there?
Yeah. You guys were like, well, I think Rob was asking you out in the next seat or something like that.
And you were jerking off to that moment, weren't you?
The hand
Wait, was
on
it
the
out,
bus
was it out of the pants?
Or
yeah, I was out of the pants. Oh. It was really weird. It wasn't my day.
Not like an under... Okay.
Yeah.
Frank didn't anticipate having to answer.
I really didn't. I just...
He's trying to be the host of a
well,
game
he
show.
He has like 50 questions over there. I'm just
skipping some.
God.
I just started writing shit.
Maybe
now.
This is his way of... bringing all this out to the light, you know. All
right. Fair enough. Next question.
Have you ever walked into a sex shop and purchased something?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Well, yes. Videotapes.
Well, this is more for the men. But.
Before there was, like, illegal downloading of torrents, I used to buy videotapes in porno stores.
No.
Does that count?
Never
have?
No, I was looking for toys. I don't know if you ever incorporated toys. But
yeah, but always to give somebody as, like, a gag gift. Like, we definitely...
A gag?
Like I, no pun intended. Well, man, I keep doing that. I definitely got a friend a giant black cock for his birthday one
year. Yeah, a friend.
Why is it always about color with you?
Was it Vince?
No, it wasn't Vince.
Does this person still have it?
As a that's a good question. I don't know.
The person broke it.
No,
yeah,
do
he
you
broke
still
it.
Have it.
He was pile driving someone with it and it broke.
No. See? Bent sideways, can't do it.
He clipped the pubic bone. Taka Michinoku suggests we isolate Axel saying giant black cock.
Sure, so. Next week.
Yeah.
Make that happen.
Don't make a song out of it.
Next question.
Have you ever received or performed a Blumpkin, Dirty Sanchez, Houdini, or other novelty acts?
What's
sort?
The Houdini?
What's,
yeah, I've never
Houdini
heard of Houdini.
The, what? That's I've like the most famous sex act.
Go ahead. No, what is it? It's not.
No, it's when you're banging a chick from behind, and then you pull out right before you finish, and you like spit on her back, and so she thinks you're done. She turns around, she's like, oh, yeah, and then you just shoot it right in her eye.
She's like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, that felt great. That should be isolated.
Oh, yes.
Actually, come on their back. They turn around and get pissed off, and then
yeah.
I spit in their face.
Yeah.
No, I've never done any of those three things.
Nope.
Me
neither. Just asking.
Okay.
Me either, guys. Right?
I figured girls in public before. I don't know if I've
plural?
Mentioned that.
All right, we could end on that note.
Yeah,
No.
I'm just like going through these. Okay, so
see now
here?
He's like going through the ones that he doesn't want to answer.
That's
yeah.
All
right,
really
you don't
folks.
Have to answer.
I don't care. Who's your favorite porn star?
That's tough.
So many.
Yeah. I like Jenna Hayes. But I don't really I don't get to know their names. Like I don't want to know them.
That is true.
Yeah.
I like that broad that was in Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
Katie Morgan? Ugh.
She's funny.
She's gross.
I can't think of anyone by name besides
Nikki
Jenna
Dial.
Jameson that like
Tiffany Minx.
Sucks.
Really?
Nikki Dial,
yeah.
Holy shit.
She was fantastic.
But Tiffany
She's
Minx
the best.
Altered her body and looks
She's
like shit.
She's got a snaggle tooth.
Nikki Dial hasn't made porn since the Black album came out.
That's right. But she was the best then and she still looks like that in those old videos.
Someone in the chat said B. Arthur.
Oh,
and spelled B.
Yeah.
Wrong. He spelled B wrong.
Maybe that's a command. Maybe he's telling us to be Arthur.
Someone said Lisa. I like Julia Ann. Remember her?
Yes. Blonde.
Yeah.
She's
Any,
still making movies. She
Asia,
does
Asia
now.
Carrera fans.
Yes.
No.
Except once she got the implants, no. But
yeah, early
implants.
Asia, yeah.
Just like Jill Kelly pre-implants.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Rob, you met Jasmine St. Clair, didn't
Ugh.
You?
Yes.
Yeah, how is she up close?
A psycho.
No, physically, though.
Oh, physically?
She's
well
right.
put together, I guess.
I have met Jen Jameson in person, though. She was actually a Fox.
Pre or post, like...
The anorexia bullshit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pre.
Yeah,
she was
she,
signing
she
with
was
Larry
right,
Flint
yeah.
at the Larry Flint Hustler joint.
She was definitely one of my favorites, but I mean, like, saying that, like, that's just a given, I feel, you know.
I like her pre-implants and Dirty Debutantes. With Randy West.
All Dirty West.
Is that the one that Randy West
Yes.
Dirty Debutantes was like an early amateur porn. Like the,
He'd
the
get
guy.
Them their first time.
Right. Now everyone does that. But that's like from the 90s, though.
Yeah, because now every girl's a whore, so there's way more girls you could get their first time to.
They weren't whores before?
There were like 150 Dirty Debutantes from when I worked in a video store. They were like... The whole row was just like every single Dirty Debutante. From
Rebecca
one.
Blaze was good. She only did a handful in like the early 90s.
Hello.
Very pretty. Very pretty. And then she stopped. And she was in one of those Randy West ones.
Axel, do you have a favorite?
I'm contractually obligated to say Bobby Starr.
She wrote a column for you guys.
She wrote several columns for us.
Two?
I think three.
Oh.
Wow.
Have you hit it?
No, I've never met her in person.
Okay. Would you hit it?
The idea of, like, when you're hooking up with somebody normally, like, of course they've hooked up with other people, but you don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of, like, I've seen thousands of people ejaculate all over what I'm kissing right now.
100%. Same reason I wouldn't fuck a hooker.
Yeah, agreed.
It's OCD. It's just too... I think I had something for the next 6 months, you know?
But then after the 6 months, you're golden.
Yeah.
Yeah, be miserable that whole time with anxiety.
Just use a condom.
Doesn't matter.
It might be worth your while.
I've never had sex in my life without a condom. Do you know that? It doesn't help.
Like,
I mean, it helps stop diseases, but it doesn't help my mindset.
It's tragic.
You don't know what it feels like.
No. Nope.
Oh.
That's
never
good.
Been putting
in
it
way.
In for like a second just to see.
Nope.
Just the tip.
Nope.
You ain't lived, man.
Yeah, man.
Nope. Sorry. Never done it.
Wow.
It's like losing your virginity.
I just can't.
Yep.
I know myself.
I feel like
we
need to have like a moment of silence.
That feeling.
I feel like we need to find a girl and have him do it right now.
No.
Find
a
virgin. Quick.
Not that instant.
Bruno.
But that feeling is alien to me, so I just know sex as one way, and it feels great.
Okay. But does it really feel great?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, when you don't have option B to compare it to, it feels great.
Guess,
but if you had option B even once, then you'd never be able to go back.
Never.
I can't do it. Maybe if I get married, you know what I mean? Like, even
get married
then,
quick.
Think,
do it. Go.
Okay.
Go get married.
All right.
So
someone married
Sid,
Aaron.
Let's get married. Yes.
Sid, will you marry
Pizza
me?
Destroyer.
And then you can just go fuck chicks without condoms as long as you and me are married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have to be fucking the person you're married to.
Right.
As long as you're
it's just a technicality.
Right. It's like a hole in the sheet.
It's like
a
citizenship. I'm just married to Darren so he can fuck chicks without
condoms.
There you
go. And for the tax benefit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great medical.
All right, next question.
All right. When you guys were really young before, you know, the internet porn and everything like that, what would you fap to?
WHT.
What's that?
You remember?
Wow.
You're too young for that, probably. Well, Frank, you're only like 5 years younger than me, right? But
I guess
they
so.
Had, when I was a kid, there was HBO, right? And in my neighborhood, we didn't have cable yet. So Manhattan had HBO, and all the outer boroughs had no cable. So they invented this thing called WHT, which was like a fake shitty HBO that got lesser movies. And what they did was you got a box, and they would broadcast it on Channel 60 or something. Scrambled, and you got the box, and it turned Channel 60 into this other channel. And after, like, 10 p.m. at night, they had...
Skinamax.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible porno movies.
Right.
But as a kid, you know, there's tits on TV. So
yeah.
I would wait till my mother went to sleep and run in the living room and watch porn. But sometimes, like, I couldn't get in there. Like, she'd fall asleep on the couch or something. So I would watch the scrambled porn on Channel 60.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. One of my big three. Scrambled porn on Channel 98, and sometimes like a boob would just come in and we let them go away. We're like, oh yes, or Victoria's Secret catalogs that came in the mail.
Oh my God, is that a tit? I see a tit.
Exactly, and the bra section of the Sears catalog.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I got another one.
Torsoless women.
Very Chicago.
Price is Right Travel Showcase.
Oh yeah, they would come out with a bikini on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you tape them and pause it?
No, just try to catch it. Like it didn't take long to jerk off when I was 12.
True.
Yeah.
Also,
very true. Very
USA
true.
Up All Night was also a good one.
I never had cable that age.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I actually got cable like just...
Oh, yeah, Up All Night, I remember that.
Just
oh,
around
I'm
the
sorry.
Time.
They play like Toxic Avenger and B-movies and shit, and like, occasionally we got some tips.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got just cable like around the time
just
that
games.
I hit puberty and... being as though my family was in a Russian neighborhood, I had illegal cable.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really hard. And my parents, like, just did it. They probably didn't even know
how
to block
channels. They just did
what? Channels.
It,
shut up. So I just had unblocked porn. So it was just...
Jacob Town just
said,
Rob shot his first little while watching Keenan and Kel.
I kind of thought Kel was a girl at first.
Welcome to Good Burger.
Shekel keeps in the Viacom family. Very good.
Right.
There's another good one there. Velocirapist said, rap videos, which is true. Like a lot of rap videos were great for that.
Yeah.
Or
except
the,
if you're racist.
Right.
Well, you know I love black girls.
Or the waterlogged Playboys that you find in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, like just like random pages. You know,
well,
like,
I have
woods.
Oh, you have woods.
So you
guys
have woods.
I found one in my backyard.
Really?
It was like
great.
In between our garages.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Like in a crack. And
was it your dad?
Never forgave you.
No, it wasn't my dad's. because it was old. It had been there for a while, and we didn't live there for that long.
I'll tell you two rap videos that I jerked off to many times, specifically. Salt and Pepper, What a Man.
Oh, I thought Waterfalls.
And not Pepe, to them, though.
Pepe in the cutoff shorts?
Yeah, and the other one was Coolio, Fantastic Voyage.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, there was so many hot girls in that video.
Okay. I thought it was for the metaphor of everyone getting in the trunk.
That too. Yeah. No.
Noah Nordic Gore in the chat says, "You found my Playboy."
Oh, good to know. Wow.
Oh, and Taka Michinoku says 3D also likes Rico Suave.
Yeah. No, I don't know the video to that, but I'm sure that it was.
It's just him in acid wash jeans grinding his.
Oh, then of course. Are you kidding me?
Rico Suave.
Any more questions?
Yeah.
Have you ever incorporated food into a sex act?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
You want to elaborate?
I got hot sauce up my dick hole.
That's right. We can cover that. Yeah.
Doritos bags, too. Don't forget that. You know, strawberries, shit like that, whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Yeah. Hot and cold is always a good option.
I fucked a liver once. Nah. Never, I've heard of that. But
that could break your dick.
That could really.
If you leave the pelvis in, sure. Mm-hmm.
In spite of what everyone's saying in the chat, I have not ever incorporated food. I keep my food and my sex separate.
Well, what surprises me, actually.
What he said was, has Rob ever not incorporated food into his sex? And the answer is yes. Jerked off while eating. That doesn't count, though.
Two different acts.
Well, if you have sunflower seed remnants on you while you jerk off, does that count? No.
Oh, look at that.
Get you on a loophole.
It's like a rougher surface.
Get on a loophole.
Do you have any fetishes we don't know about?
We have
well, there's
callers.
A reason
should
you don't know about that.
Sure. Who's the caller?
Maybe someone wants to contribute to this conversation.
Maybe they have a question.
Area code 931. Hi, it's you.
Hello.
Yes, it's you.
I was just listening. Can't use the computer.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Well, you're on the air now. What's your name and where are you from?
Tell us about your fetishes. We want to know.
Way before that.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 17.
We don't want to know.
Yeah.
Tell us about your fetishes.
18 in a few months.
Oh, he's 18 in a few months.
Call us back in a few months.
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, I'm Joe Vaughn, and I'm in Tennessee. But in the chat, I'm AK Metalhead.
Oh, you're AK Metalhead.
Maybe it's like Joe Bob.
By the way, could I just say in the chat, Super Nintendo Chalmers just said Rob needs to watch old Stan Hansen tapes from Japan to get off.
He's a sexy man.
Oh, my God. He's hilarious.
Stan Hansen
guy's not fucking
is the ugliest dude ever.
Oh, okay, so that's what would stop you. It's an aesthetic thing.
Yeah, if he was if he was a good looking dude, I'd consider
it. If it was like Barry Windham circa 1988, you'd be like that. And he was wearing the furry boots.
He looked exactly like Stan Hansen.
Yeah. What?
I don't think Rob is into cowboys.
He has a
blonde
hair.
I
don't know who these people are.
All right,
look it up.
I won't.
Hey, well,
enjoy the show.
What are we on, the fetishes?
By the way, Noah always. Last week or one of the previous weeks, she says something hilarious. That it came up that one of the callers was too young. So this was off the air. I think you said, like, just don't ask them. Just don't ask them.
Yeah.
Then
we don't get in trouble.
You have to ask.
No,
is a radio professional.
Yeah.
We should defer to her on these matters.
Look, if you start obviously I'm just joking, but if you start saying some kind of freaky shit, and the kid turns out to be 15, they're not going to say, oh,
well, there's
no
law against talking to someone over the phone about that
they
stuff.
They called us.
They
know that
shit.
They know that they're
on the air. Are
you sure
about
that? Yeah. I think that's what they bust you with.
I don't know. You're saying that, like, you could just go call a 9-year-old girl and start saying filthy shit.
Hold on. Okay, a 17-year-old boy or 16-year-old boy calls on the show and they'll ask what's his sexual fetishes. What could you charge her with?
Corrupting a minor.
Isn't there that Loveline show that is on the radio with, like, Dr. Drew or whatever?
But that's within the guise of you know, helping people.
So we could say the same thing. We help.
We help a lot of people.
Help.
I'm not saying we're going to get hold off in cuffs. I just don't think
we're
it's
not
going
to tell people to rape other people.
It's not a good idea.
That's debatable.
Depends how they're dressed.
Okay. Right.
Anyway,
shouldn't wear that dress.
I just thought that was funny.
I'm out of questions.
Are we on fetishes? Oh, we didn't even do that one.
What qualifies as a fetish to you?
to meet? What, I mean, what qualifies as a fetish?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what's one of your fetishes? So we have something to compare.
I like.
You don't guys don't know what a sexual fetish is?
I know what it is, but it's like a gray area. You know, it's like there's different.
It's anything outside the norm that gets you off.
I like when girls sometimes leave their bra on during sex. I don't know why.
But like,
it
would be more of a fetish.
That's like a preference.
It'd be more of a fetish if like 90% of the time you need that to get off.
I don't think I have any then.
Like mine is like, I like to cut out beaver heads and put it on bikini clad bodies.
You were just listening to this stuff. Talking about
in like Flint. Bieberkinis is where I like to jerk off.
It's a good band name.
Yeah.
Robba?
Nothing.
Get, come on.
But I do like to finger girls in public.
Well, that could be a fetish.
Unless they
against
know.
Their will.
Wait. It's not that I like to. It's just that I have.
I
is
have
that
to.
On your
OkCupid
profile? About me. I have fingered girls in public.
And it's a picture of him and his finger up, like, and a smile.
It's not that I like to. It's that I have
with
to.
An arrow pointing to it, saying, the finger.
I use this one.
Sit on it. Come on, you got
available
nothing.
For
you got nothing. You don't like anything
on,
out of
nothing.
The norm. You don't like anything out of the norm.
Just whatever.
You just like straight square sex. That's what you like.
Well, what's like?
I like circle sex.
Just, there you go.
Circle jerks.
Yeah.
Nothing out of the norm.
Bukkake tsunami.
All over my penis and face. Yeah, like that. Axelrod, how about you?
We talked about mine last time I was here.
Yeah.
What was it? Peeing on people? Oh,
yeah. Peeing on people. Thanks for giving me some credit.
Boobs are not a fetish, man.
No, tit fucking.
Titty fucking.
That's not a fetish either. It's just a.
Then I don't have one.
Okay.
He has to do that. Then it's a fetish.
No, I don't have to do it.
Well, I mean, that's almost stretching it to half, actually.
That's why I asked what the definition is, because I don't think it's what you're saying.
I don't think you have to do something for it to be a fetish.
Yeah.
It's just
something
I think
that would
it's just
not,
like a bizarre thing that you're into.
Well, it's not even half
that
bizarre.
Normal people wouldn't
it's just
understand.
What you
there
like.
There
are bizarre fetishes and non-bizarre. Yeah. Like, you know, something that you really have an affinity for.
But then
I thought
it,
it's also
it
like
a
strong preference. Like
something you like,
has
that,
like
not,
a,
that a lot of people don't like.
But people can have like titty fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
no,
they're like titty connoisseurs. They like nice
titties. But
that's just
what my business card says.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's a fetish.
Yeah, that's just everyone
likes
boob man.
Titties.
That's just like you're an ass man, you're a boob man. It's not
yeah,
titty
some people
fetishes.
Don't care about it.
I don't think there's any man that doesn't like tits at all.
They don't care either way. It's not like it's not a deal breaker.
Like
I bet Michael Jackson didn't like tits at all.
Yeah, true. I mean, men that are interested in women.
Okay.
Over 20.
I've always put fetishes in the category of like either in the taboo or outside the norm.
That's
or something
what
like,
I
you
think
know,
about
like this. You know, this is, you like when the chick smokes while you're fucking her. Or you like laying under a glass table and jerking
or
off watching people doing shit above you.
Or
like
foot
those
fetishes
kind of,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like outside
so
of the
so what's a foot fetish?
Is a fetish.
It's a guy that's obsessed with feet.
Yeah, he likes, you
so
know, you
why,
hold your feet
why
together and jerk
that
them.
A fetish, but being
because,
obsessed with tits is not
okay,
a fetish.
Okay, because a guy who's who has a foot fetish would probably enjoy getting a girl's, like, shoe. Like just like wiping all over his face.
People like smelling bras.
Are you sure about that?
Panties. Yeah.
Rob, I think
yeah.
it's just something that not a lot of people are into.
Right.
It's outside the norm. That's
right. No, I understand, but
your breasts aren't outside the norm. Like almost every guy.
It doesn't
mean
every girl
act
has feet
for the guy to get off
right,
too.
But I feel like
not almost
something
every guy
can
likes
something
feet.
Can also
okay,
evolve
fair enough.
From. A sexual fetish into the norm. Because if you think about like in porn, like they didn't used to do a lot of anal before, and that could have fallen into the fetish category of sodomy.
Yeah,
but then fall. Now it's like totally normal and fucking the porn industry.
I've got a really, really mean joke. Should I say it?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Rob, should I say the really, really mean joke?
Is it about Rob?
How did I?
Yeah, let's do it.
Obviously.
So if a fetish is something that not a lot of people are into, does that make Rob a fetish?
Oh,
I
God.
Think so. Some people might. Yes. Yeah,
there you go.
That wasn't too bad.
Okay. No, there's just a few people that have an affinity towards him.
I have consulted Wikipedia, and
okay,
Wikipedia says sexual fetishism is the sexual arousal a person receives from a physical object or from a specific situation. So I guess it could be
more
titties.
More.
There you go.
Sexual fetishism may be regarded in psychiatric medicine as a disorder of sexual preference or as an enhancing element to a relationship, causing a better sexual bond between the partners.
So it could be either or. It could be used either way.
Go ahead. Read something.
I mean, I
thought you were going to read something out loud. I like to jerk off on women's feet while walking in on my parents playing Gloria Estefan songs.
You can control yourself any longer.
And I'm really turned on right now.
You can control yourself any longer.
Oh.
Actually, playing that song is the only way I can get it up, to be honest with you. That's why I always do it with headphones.
Louder.
No wonder you ended up being a percussionist.
Yeah.
It's the damn beat.
Sean is poring over the fetish article on Wikipedia now.
He has such thoughtful eyes. Like, yeah.
He's like, no, guys, none of this can break your penis.
No, he's looking for the fetish where you do break your penis, because that's what he's into.
I mean, that's probably one. You know, there's something for everything. I assume, right?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that you can think of anything under the sun. There's someone
it's
out
like,
there jerking
there like
off to that.
Like
absolutely.
Guys like having their balls crushed with high heels.
Punting.
Oh, is that what it's called?
No, that's when they
that.
Kick them
that's
in the dick.
Something else, yeah.
But no, it's like what is it? Genital torture. Cock and ball torture.
Cock and ball torture.
Yeah.
There is a band called Cock and Ball Torture.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you for that, Axel.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, because every ridiculous thing that Sean says also sounds like the name of a band that Sean would listen to. Like, are you going to the Broken Penis Matinee on Saturday? Like,
oh, wait. What was the one that we came up with at the show the other day? Flabbergast.
Remember? Yeah, Flabbergast.
Well, Sean, this weekend Sean will be at the Big Four of disgustingly named bands.
the Big
playing
Four of
Grime
at ABC
to.
No Rio.
I was going to say at Yankee Stadium.
In the
Yankee Stadium
bathroom.
In the Yankee Stadium men's room.
There will be wide stance going on there, too.
A lot of toe tapping.
Next question.
No, I'm done.
All right.
Ask Rob if he's ever fingered a girl in public. I don't think we've covered that yet. Rob? Has it ever happened?
I fingered a bunch of girls in public.
Like,
how many really?
All at the same time?
Give the number. Yeah.
One time?
What's a bunch?
Multiple girls?
Multiple girls.
At once?
Not at once.
Yeah.
Was it the same field trip?
He's got 10 fingers.
Did you just get like four chicks in like a Spock?
No, different time. Different
Did you
scenario.
Take them to the same place?
Have you ever used your toe?
No. No.
You never toe fuck somebody? Man.
Was it ever during a movie?
One of the times it was during. That movie with Greg Kinnear where he plays a twin, him and Matt Damon.
Oh, Stuck
oh
on You?
Oh, my God.
Stuck on You.
It's a hot one.
Anything better than watching that
movie? Is that why?
I remember it was literally the only movie just playing at that.
So you got stuck on her.
Right. Did she give you anything?
We weren't watching the movie.
She let him touch her vagina. What do you think?
And then there was a
don't tell anyone.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What?
You went to see that?
No.
You fingered a girl?
And the other was like on a stoop.
Came out a long time ago. He was like six.
I thought you were going to say something like, he rated her Lost Ark.
No, that's
by the way, are we going to a music break again or are we done?
No.
We've got 8 minutes.
8 minutes
left.
I
have two music break drops that were just for this week.
Play them right now.
Do them right now.
Well,
right now.
We should do it inside the outro music that we do.
Okay.
Or would you rather play them now? What do you vote for?
Well, why don't we just go to a music break with just...
play a bland into it and
just
out of
the bland. Yeah.
Really?
What? Why don't we just play the blends?
All right, sure. Here's one.
You're listening to the show that Kerry King of Slayer plays on his iPod whenever he's not busy watching Schindler's List. Backwards. It's the Metal Injection live cast.
Aww.
That way the good guys win.
Because it was Big Four related. All of them this week were Big Four.
We got the joke.
Where's the other one? Oh, give me the music. Give me the live cast music bet.
Sure.
Go!
With more duty jokes per half hour.
Whoops.
There we go.
To any members of the FBI in the audience, the music break is over. Repeat, the music break is over. Please return to your listening posts and resume monitoring of this program for any negative references to Dave Mustaine. That is all. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
I like that one. All right, welcome to the final minutes of the live cast.
The second hour.
Six minutes and counting.
We're winding it down, thanks to Chuck Blandington for playing us in.
Yeah. So.
The hardest working man robot in show business.
Yeah.
Bland.
So, Frank, did you buy any sexual toys for use in the bedroom?
Never. I never actually gone into a sex shop in my life.
What the hell?
Really?
You're not living your life, Frank.
Well, I mean, this guy's got fucking vaginas, and this guy's not going to
the
sex shop.
Wait, whoa. Not fucking vaginas.
Not really.
Where'd you come up with that?
Not really.
You're fucking rubber. Penis is inside of a vagina, I'll have you know.
Well, it's inside of a condom, and then the condom is inside of a
vagina.
Because he's Jewish, it's like the old cheat.
When your food is inside of your digestive tract, and your tract is inside of your body, is the food not inside you?
No.
Oh, fuck you.
It's just glorified tribidism on your dick. That's all.
Fuck you, Sid.
It's slightly less dry humping.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Darren's cock.
Darren doesn't.
My cock. Hey, cock fuck.
No?
No, your cock. Your cock is
condom.
A cock block.
Your cock in condom.
My cock.
A condom. Do you put a condom on for tit fucking?
No. I don't get this joke, but I'm sure it's funny. Darren lost his virginity to PVC piping. What does that mean?
Pipe.
What's PVC
like
piping?
It's that white rubber pipe that you use in the bathroom and you know
or
plumbers.
You see it underground.
Okay.
You don't ever watch
that
Darren,
TV?
That's how you break your dick.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
okay,
true.
So
finally,
we figured it out.
But it's actually, it's, I mean,
I'm really going to send links around about
it
dick
could
breaking.
Be huge. So,
okay. Oh,
they were just saying you have a chode. You know?
Nice. All right.
Sean, you should start the Dick Break Awareness Program.
I'm a,
the Dick Break Podcast.
My cock is a little too long to be a chode, I would say. But it's
that's
it's,
debatable.
It has the girth, but not the length is too long. But it's not big. It's just bigger than a chode.
So
would
it's not
would
like
it knock
Rob's
Sean out?
Tuna can dick?
It's, I don't know that he really does have a tuna can
do
dick.
Do you, Rob?
No.
Sure, that lets me down a lot. I tell all my friends. I know this guy has got this tuna can dick. No, I'm
we
lying.
Made
no,
it
I'm
up.
Lying there,
we made it. That was the whole joke.
Oh. Rob has been so mortified.
What else
have you
been lying to
him? Discussion. But
I
will
Rob.
Have it be known that I fingered multiple girls in public. Do I know
one?
Any of these girls? Not one of them?
I'd rather.
You don't have to say their name. I just want to know if I know them.
I don't know who you know, Darren.
What does it matter to you?
I'm curious.
You're going to go think about it
while
I
would start
off?
Guessing.
Where else?
No.
Okay, one was at the movie.
Like on the stoop.
Who's stoop?
You.
Where? You know, when did you tell me?
Sit
did
on
you
a bench.
I said it in the show.
Sit on a bench.
What
you're a liar.
Like, do the right thing? You know, just hanging out and just
arguing about Roger Clemens?
No, it was just like...
Was it the hottest day of the year?
No.
Do you remember before
the
internet when people used to hang out at the stoop?
Yes.
No.
The old stoop.
I don't know how they did things in Chicago.
Yeah. I didn't have a stoop. I had a porch.
Yeah. Fucking white
with
people.
Woods.
He was finding waterlogged playboys in the woods.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He was running from
Victoria's
bears.
Secret, Sears catalog.
I don't know why you think they were waterlogged and not something else.
It rained outside.
Rob, while you were finger-banging multiple girls, he was rolling around in poison ivy, all
right? Yeah, exactly.
Like a real man.
Yeah.
He was dying from 120-degree heat in the warehouse where he worked with Mexicans.
That's true. That was actually a true story. Unlike your tuna can dick, I now find out.
Oh.
You were here when the tuna can dick story was made up.
Well, maybe it's like he a Pringles can of tuna that somehow
just
they
a stack of tuna cans.
Is that too product placement-y to be the episode title, a Pringles can?
I wanted to make it Congo with an exclamation point.
That works.
What?
For the song like four times.
Oh.
If you want to go with what Sid said, that's good too.
I never want to go with what Sid said.
All right, then I win.
Except when I make dinner suggestions, then you're all about it.
I'm on the fence usually. About your suggestion, not dinner. I'm always up for dinner.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I am. I just said
No, you're always hungry.
I'm
not
hungry. Even like a joke.
I'm not hungry
like,
right
you're
now.
You're fat.
No, because you don't
She's
eat properly.
She's not saying I'm fat.
All the time.
Oh. He's criticizing your
lifestyle. Well, every time I see you, we're eating together usually.
His lifestyle.
So you're also eating, but
yeah.
I'm the one with the bad lifestyle.
I didn't say I said you don't eat properly.
My lifestyle!
What does he do? Just shovel it in his face? And...
Well, because she eats that much and she's still skinny, so you're doing something wrong.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're not pooping enough.
That's it.
It might be the sedentary lifestyle, too.
I got it coming in.
Explain sedentary. Some of our listeners don't know what that means, probably.
Look it up.
Can you say that word, Louise? Look it up. Help them out.
S-E-D?
Go on.
I don't know. I lost it already.
Can we wrap this up?
No, now we're going to make you stay here for an extra...
Well, a live cast spelling bee! Shankletown says you aren't as fat as he thought you were going to be.
Oh, thanks, Shankletown.
Oh, you met Shankletown.
Yeah.
What was that like?
A date?
He was shorter than I thought he would be.
Oh, like shorter than me?
I don't know. I can't really...
How tall was he? Can you put a round number on it?
Mm-hmm. Up to my elbow.
Like 5'7"?
What? That means he's like 4'1".
I don't think he was that short.
He's slightly tall.
It'll happen so fast.
Between my elbow and my shoulder.
Shankletown, how tall are you? Type in. Oh, he's 5'9". Okay.
There you go.
That's above your...
He's shorter than me.
Yeah, it's like your shoulder.
Well, no, Rob is 8 feet tall.
Rob is 6'5", actually. Right?
Yeah. 6'4", 6'5".
You're 6'5".
I don't think she's being serious with 8 foot tall.
I know. I wasn't.
She was
kind of
serious.
That wasn't a response to Noah. I was just saying.
Actually, it's not 8 feet tall.
Yeah, that was more
measured,
accurate.
Rob.
We were just waiting to get into the Arch Enemy show, and this guy comes up to me like, "Hey, I'm Shankletown."
I like that he announces his coming and going. That's good.
Wait, was that the bus dude?
No, that was a different guy. And then I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? And then
did you recognize his voice from the phone?
No.
So he sounds different in real life than when he called us?
Again. I don't think, would you even remember what he sounded
like?
Yeah, I
don't
remember. Really. Like
he has an accent of some sort, some like regional accent.
Compared to most of the callers we get, he does not have an accent. I mean, come on.
I don't know, there's like spunk.
We get Indians and Shlomo and Guillermo.
Shlomo's an accent?
Underneath all that. Well, I'm trying to be polite.
Oh.
Well, he has a Yiddish accent.
Sure.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they like.
It is if you're from the old country.
Yeah.
But you would consider it a Yiddish accent?
No, I don't think Shlomo has a Yiddish accent.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Jewish.
Yeah, Brooklyn Jew plus being half deaf.
Yeah.
I think
that's
the thing.
You would say Jewish accent, that's a thing?
Well,
sounds Jewy.
I know that like you could. There's a
stereotype. Sounds like he's half deaf.
Well, that's true, too. there's that stereotypical Jewish
No, voice. I don't think he has that. But
no, I'm saying, what would you could call
might.
That?
Oh.
Jew.
Yeah.
I can't really say that in public. But yeah.
You said, what would I call it, not what would you call it.
Okay, what should I call it?
My overlords and masters.
The owners of the media.
He sounds like my accountant.
Sean doesn't believe Jews exist.
Denier.
Yeah, you could call it attorney.
Didn't they get rid of all you guys, like, back in the day?
They tried.
Oh.
They tried and they failed.
That's true.
Vicious.
Now you guys have, like, a dinner of four.
We're like Limp Bizkit.
And on that note.
Could that be the episode?
Wasn't the show over 2 minutes ago?
No,
it's
I kinda,
still going.
It should have been over half an hour ago.
We're in overtime.
No.
And we're done.
No.
We're cutting into Rob's public finger banging schedule.
Yeah, I got to meet this girl on the corner of, I'm not saying where, but it's going to be epic.
Because she doesn't know she's going to get finger banged. You don't want to give it away.
Yeah, she might be listening, and that would be weird. I like to spring it on them.
There's no such thing as rape, just surprise sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rape by deception.
Here's some surprise fingering, lady. Hey. My finger's in your cooch. Yeah. My finger's in your cooch.
No, I've got it all over my penis and face. Shorter than that.
That's the title. There's the title right there. All over my penis and face.
Someone's fingers and someone's cooch.
Rob, I have it.
The first time.
I have a catchphrase for you. Ready?
All over my penis and face.
I like it.
All right.
Well, do we have a closing?
No. Ender?
We're just going to end abruptly.
We can play Stab the Jew if you really want to hear that.
Just play like a static.
I don't really want to hear it. Noah does.
Play some Static X.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear some push-ups.
Head PE, perhaps?
I got something. All right. Are you ready to play out? We'll see
cold.
You guys next week
hear some cold.
At our regularly scheduled time.
With the singer from Edema.
He's the special guest.
No, we couldn't get him. We got a singer with edema. He just has swollen legs.
Just a singer with edema.
So tune in next Wednesday for that. I want to thank Axel Rosenberg from Metal Sucks.
Thanks for having me, as always.
For sitting in. And we're out of here, folks.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
What?
I love Boudinia.
Got any leads?
Better have to be that loud.
I'm a Mary in Maryland.
Darren, look at how big it is.
Mama.